Paulie Fenech. I'm hanging out with Brownie and EJ on Hot FM. And it's that hot, my gold chains are fogging up.
We need to get to the cinemas and support Aussie movies because, let's face it, we have some of the best comedic actors in this country.
And if I think my favourite TV shows, my favourite movies, I tend to think Fat Pizza and Howzo's. And so you can imagine how excited I was when they rolled it all into one for a big movie that's released next week.
Move over the Avengers. We're going to see Fat Pizza versus Howzo's and have a chat. We've got Paulie on the show now.
How's it going, Rockhampton? Bunch of legends up there. And basically, Rockhampton is like the area in Howzo's, Sunnyvale, but it's just north of the country. So I feel always welcome and at home when I'm in Rockhampton.
Yeah, we were a little offended you didn't come up here when you were filming the show Bogan Hunters.
Look, that was a budget issue, so take it up with Channel 7, those Stooges. The cash ran out when we got to Queensland, like Southern Queensland. But next Bogan Hunters, we're definitely coming up there. Def's making Rocco.
Now, it's been so long since we've seen the crew from Fat Pizza. Obviously, Howzo's has been doing amazingly. What have the guys been up to?
Well, Sleek the Elite was working in a kebab shop and he had a brief stint in Guantanamo Bay. Bobo, he's been missing, probably incarcerated somewhere, we don't want to know. So, you know, like, it's dodgy, basically. There's been some dodgy stuff. And Mama has just been out doing her thing, you know, getting stuck into the garlic and the wines. But she's back. So it's all hectic. And Habib's been doing his deals, you know, like, all around the country, making a lot of cash due to... And he just wanted me to put the message out there. He no longer does hydro. He's gone completely organic now. He's green, like Obama and the rest of them. Fully green.
Everyone's all about organic these days, so we're pleased to hear that, Paulie.
That's it.
Look, for those that haven't seen either Fat Pizza or Howzo's, obviously they're living under a rock, but do you think they need to see both of those before coming to see the movie?
Look, I think I'll just give the people out there listening a bit of a definition and then they'll know whether they should come. Now, if you like confused about whether you're a Bogan or a Howzo, here's the test. If you're 6-month-old and you're de facto have the same amount of teeth, then you are one of them. Now, if for the Fat Pizza side of it, are you ethnic? And this is the question. So now, if you bench press about 300 kilos, if you shave 3 times a day and you're still scared of your mother, good chance you're like a wog, ethnic, whatever you want to call it, and you'll love the Fat Pizza stuff. So either or, you'll love this film.
Now, in the past, Paulie, we've seen movies like Australia, which starred Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman, but do you reckon this is more of a true representation of how Australia really is?
Of course, who wants to see those, like, well, the film from 100 years ago, some Stooges wearing their white shirt and their pants that are like, you know, you don't even have a belt, they tie up with a string. Forget that, mate. This is the real Australia in our films. We've got everything, mate. We've got bikies, we've got dwarves, we've got ethnic street gang members, we've got dodgy politicians, we've got people throwing thongs. It's a Bogan Ben-Hur. It's a subwoofer of mass destruction, mate. It's fully sick, it's hectic, it's off the hook.
You are mass destruction, Paulie. How many times has Paulie gotten arrested, do you think?
The real one or the fake one? Well, both, many times.
So we know you like to get into trouble, Paulie. We know you like to get a good thongin' happening to the Bogans around town.
Yes, I look, you know, especially when I'm, you know, in a threesome particularly, I do like to keep a thong handy because despite being footwear, it can be used as a marital aid.
Look, I haven't seen Howzo's yet and EJ's been going on all morning about thonging. What is thonging?
Oh, come on now, Brownie. That's
Stooges. Come on, hello.
Stupid question.
It's so simple, bro. Okay, thongs now, most people know it as a piece of footwear, but I've developed it into a weapon. I've weaponized the thong. You know, and so what you do is you just take it off and you just smack someone. It's that simple. But the advanced stages, you can actually use it like a drone, like the Americans use in them wars. You can fling it like a single thong, and you can smack someone with that, or you can connect 2 thongs together and turn it into a thongarang.
Very Australian, got to admit.
This is it. I'm surprised no one's come up with it before. I mean, you know, it's just one of those weird things that happens in society. But anyway, I love it. I love the thongs. And if I recognise people in thongs and I welcome them and I hug them and sometimes thong them too.
Paulie, you do have a PhD in thonging, so
yes.
We need your thonging advice, okay? If we were to have, say, Tony Abbott in corner A and
yes.
Bill Shorten in corner B, who would you give a thong in to?
I'd team up with Putin and thong them both, mate. You know? Stooges. Both of these guys are Stooges, mate. I swear to God, give me some thongs, put them in a ring for charity. I'll put 20 grand of my own cash on the table to thong both of those blokes. I'd thong Abbott on the ears first. Shorten, mate. I mean, I'm short, but he's the same height as me. So I wouldn't feel bad about really giving him a mad smack across the back of the head.
All right, that one was too easy, obviously. If we had Kim Kardashian in one corner and Angelina Jolie in the other, they're both in Australia, so this could be possible. Who would you thong?
See, Angelina, if you threw the thong at her, the lips are going to get in the way and bounce the thong back. With all that Botox, it could be like a leak and probably poison half the people. Because Botox, man, it's toxic. So I'm going to have to go Kardashian, just because, you know, that song, I like big butts and I cannot lie. There you go.
And the thong would probably bounce off her butt anyway, so. Well,
yeah, actually, when I think about it, I might cause some sort of weird injury, because they're probably implants, and I do thong pretty hard, you know.
And you probably don't have insurance in Houseos and Fat Pizza.
We couldn't, you know, manage the plastic surgery bill for Kardashian's butt, no way. That'd be like, what, half a cheek would probably be like the entire budget of 10 series of one of our shows.
Well, look, you could just ask Kyle Sandilands for a bit of money, because he's actually going to appear in the movie too, is that right?
This is true. He's in the film, and, you know, I get to, speaking of thonging, I do thong Kyle. So if you're a hater, look, there's a bit of, you know, payback for you, but I actually found him, he's a good bloke, and I hope he does some more films with us in the future, because he actually was a big action scene, and he did really great.
Oh, awesome. We're super excited. I'm a big fan. Brownie is about to be a big fan.
Yeah, converted.
Yes, Fat Pizza versus Hounzo. It's in cinemas next Thursday, so please go along, support it. Paul Fenech, thank you for your time.
You're a bunch of legends, and let me just say to all the pizza, you know, the pizza fans, the Hounzo's fans, the Bogan Hunter fans, you support us, you give me a job, and I love you like crazy. Thank you very much.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.